Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents Fatherhood by Papa B, a game-changing guide for parents, father figures, and fathers-to-be, written and read by Bodea Bodere. To my children, Renee, Esme Olivia, and Richard Jr. Introduction. Fatherhood is lit. I meant to start this book by telling you who I am, but that's a really open question. What does that mean? I feel like I'm in therapy. And as much as you'll find out that I'm a fan of therapy, it's also not my first instinct to bear all so easily. But I'm Bode. I'm a father of three. Renee, who's 13, Esme, who's 8, RJ, who's 3. An husband to Candice, a business owner. I'm well into cars. I like to play a bit of golf in my spare time, and I dabble in a bit of venture capitalism. I'm a boring geezer, really, but this actually works in my favour when it comes to this book because, well, I'm like everyone else. My life experiences may differ slightly from yours in the details, but I think you'll find they are relatable. Hopefully that makes the different stages I've gone through, deconstructing and reconstructing myself and my ideas about fatherhood, family, and masculinity accessible to you too. When I moved to the UK from Nigeria in 2003 for university, it was an absolute culture shock. I saw things I'd always longed for growing up in Nigeria, but did not know how to express at the time. I saw a balanced family setup that I wished was practiced back home. Accepting this was difficult at first, I must admit. But that is what this book is about. It is about my journey from boyhood to manhood and then fatherhood, how I transitioned from one to the next, and how I realized that what I felt back then, the unease that came from my dad's expectations versus my desire to live differently, was real and valid. In all honesty, I'm not coming here to preach, expecting you to listen and follow everything I say or I've done. I'm just hoping you relate. I believe we've all got things to share with the world, no matter how boring we may be. So maybe there's something you can learn from me and my mistakes. I wanted to write this book to dispel myths. There are loads of myths and beliefs that, in the grand scheme of things, when you deconstruct them, are a load of crap. There is all this stuff that was constructed to protect the male ego, further promote the patriarchy, and protect the status quo as a whole. My goal is for people, for men most especially, to read this book and start to question their beliefs or what they've been taught to believe. I want you to look closely at these ideas and question them. I'm not expecting you to finish this book and be completely changed or be more like me, but I just want to get you thinking, to get your thought process started, to look at things another way. Because things can always change for the better. So now I'm going to ask you a question. Who are you? What do you believe about fatherhood and masculinity, and why do you believe it? Think deeply about this. A lot of the time, when we really begin to think on these things, many of us realize that something's not working how we'd like it to. This is my journey. This is what I realized. This is what wasn't working for me, and this is how I changed it. I want this book to be thought-provoking, sure. I wanted to encourage you to think about parenting in a different way, but I also want it to be helpful. It's not just about the ideas, but about the steps, big and small, you can take to make real changes to your mindset and to your life. Each chapter ends with some practical ideas, quick tips, questions to ask yourself, or ideas of things you can do with your kids that I hope will help you feel confident to start making a change. Take from it what you will, but spoiler alert, I will unapologetically tell you that the concept of the alpha male and all the toxic masculinity associated with it helps no one. Not you, your partner, your children, your family, or society as a whole. Don't believe me?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?